I was as shocked as any Supreme Court watcher was. But, you know, in hindsight, I think, you know, those of us who were paying attention to some of the conversations that members of the court were having during their summer off, particularly Justice Ginsburg, we got a signal from her earlier this summer that, well, maybe the court won't take cert on these, and they will pass, and they'll look for and wait for a decision that upholds a marriage ban. But I don't think many of us thought that that was actually going to be what happened. But it did. So I mean, I was shocked, but then, you know, to be honest, seconds later, just overjoyed. While marriage is not available on this day, at this hour, here in North Carolina for same-sex couples, it could happen as early as this week. Certainly, there could be same-sex weddings on Halloween, I think, here in North Carolina. And, you know, this does more than just get rid of Amendment 1. This doesn't take us back to the days before Amendment 1. It slides us into a whole other universe of freedoms and civil liberties where same-sex couples will actually be allowed to marry. Any ban against it would be unconstitutional. It's just been a very exciting day.
And that comment you mentioned from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, not that long ago, where she said essentially, and this is fairly standard for the Supreme Court just in general, that they only are able to take so many cases each year, and they tend to prefer to take cases where there's disagreement at the lower court level. And so far, there really hasn't been. There's been one ruling out of Louisiana that went the other way, and that's been about it, right?
Right, and that was a district court case. All of the appeals courts, federal appeals courts in the United States, have ruled the same way. So there's not what they call a split in the circuits, which mm-hmm. is usually something that leads to a increased likelihood of Supreme Court granting cert. But, you know, nonetheless, even when there's not a split in the circuits, court watchers, particularly those who are monitoring big questions like marriage equality, also generally understand there's also another rule that, you know, substantial federal questions, big federal questions, mm-hmm. are also of the kind of case that the court will often grant review to. And that's why a lot of us were thinking, well, for sure we were going to get a cert grant in one of these cases. But, you know, they just fell back on their lack of a circuit split, which is really interesting. Now, unfortunately, of course, this will still leave 20 states in our country that will not be covered by either previous cases that have allowed for same-sex marriage or these cases that were denied cert today. So there's still quite a few Americans out there whose civil rights, I think what the president and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would call denial of basic human rights, which is the ability to marry the person you love. And that's still going to be true in 20 states in this country, which is probably 20 too many.
And not just President Obama and Hillary Clinton, but also the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled earlier this year that fundamental right to marry, and that's a direct quote from the ruling, and that's a direct quote from other rulings as well, extends to same-sex couples just as much as it extends to opposite-sex couples.
Absolutely. You know, and from that logic, and from the cases that have involved not only marriage equality, like the Windsor case from a couple of years ago, which eliminated the federal DOMA statute, all the way back to 2003 when Lawrence v. Texas and the sodomy laws were thrown out, we have now here a court and a country that is moving towards equality and understanding that, you know, not just marriage equality, but access to all civil rights, the full gamut of civil rights and civil liberties, it should not be denied to people based on their sexual orientation. So a lot of folks have often talked about marriage as being kind of the issue with long coattails. Getting married is only one thing that I think that gay and lesbian people want to be able to do and enjoy the rights of marriage. They also want to be secure in their employment, you know, that if their boss finds out that, or if somebody, they go to get a job somewhere, that the person who's hiring them, if they find out that they're gay, that's the only reason why they wouldn't get hired. Or if a boss finds out that they're gay, that they would be fired for that, just for that reason. You know, that's still something that's going to be true, even when marriage equality is a reality here in North Carolina. But hopefully, this issue has coattails that will extend that argument and extend what you just said, you know, what you just quoted about from the Fourth Circuit, that fundamental rights don't end with just marriage, right? That hopefully, we'll see courts now being able to make sure you don't get thrown out of their houses or fired from their jobs. So there's still a lot of work to do, but there's a whole lot of celebrating that's going to go on here in North Carolina, maybe this week, but certainly this month, and it's going to happen really big, And it's going to happen one wedding at a time. So there's going to be a lot of celebrating, I think, across North Carolina and the entire Fourth Circuit. Even South Carolina. I think people need to pause and remind themselves that South Carolina is also going to be covered by this decision. It's amazing.
And we're speaking with Chappahoe Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. And again, the Supreme Court has ruled without ruling today, deciding not to take up those five cases, effectively legalizing same-sex marriage in Virginia, as well as Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, Wisconsin. Not North Carolina yet. It's going to take another lower court decision to strike down Amendment 1 technically. But the ACLU filed suit earlier today. Lower courts are bound by the Fourth Circuit. And that ruling, the Bostick ruling from last month, is pretty unequivocal. There's no, it doesn't seem, just reading that case, like there would be any justification for saying that the ruling by the Fourth Circuit wouldn't apply to Amendment 1 as well, right?
That's right. That is exactly right. Mm. And so, and it's not just the ACLU cases, but my firm also, we have a case, I'm on brief on a case in the Western District. We'll be doing the same thing. We'll be telling the court exactly what the Fourth Circuit said and reminding them that that is the law in North Carolina. And there really isn't any parsing, you know, or splitting of hairs to distinguish the North Carolina cases from the Bostick case in Virginia. It will be the legal theory that wins these cases here in district court, and that's why it could be as early as this week. And we're all going to be filing motions to lift stays. And, you know, in my opinion, I don't think we even need any further argument in any of these cases. Right now, every judge who has one of these cases in front of them here in North Carolina knows everything they need to know, and that is that denying a couple the right to marry just because they're of the same sex is a violation of a fundamental right protected by the United States Constitution, and full citizenship demands that every couple have an opportunity to exercise that right, period. That's the law of the Fourth Circuit. Therefore, it is the law of North Carolina, and I would expect that they're going to issue these orders very, very soon.
And the fact that this happened so quickly leads to sort of the odd political thing of the year here in Orange County, that if you're right and these go through and same-sex marriage begins in North Carolina within a month, then Deborah Brooks, the Register of Deeds, would be the Register of Deeds who issues these licenses, which is something that we would not have even conceived of as recently as May, right?
Right. Well, you know, Deborah Brooks, I think, was responding to questions about this in the way that every other Register of Deeds has, which is, you know, they're going to need to follow the law as it comes down. Even Roy Cooper, recognized that, you know, that no court had said anything, even when he decided to stop defending Amendment 1, and we need a court to say that. So Mrs. Brooks is going to be, one of a hundred clerk of registers of deeds now. We're going to be able to do it well before the end of this year.
And that's again, something that we would never have even thought of just a few months ago.
No.
Chappahoe Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, thank you so much for joining us. Before I let you go, just one more question, sort of looking ahead to the future. Again, the Supreme Court not weighing in on these circuit court rulings, but there are a few others in the works, the Fifth and the Sixth Circuit in particular, as well as, I think, the 11th is another one, if I'm remembering right. But the Sixth Circuit in particular is the one where the oral argument, the judges seemed a little bit more skeptical, and still no word yet from those judges. But if they if that court comes down the other way and all of a sudden you do get that circuit court split, is there a chance that that will leave couples in legal limbo in the future, or is this a done deal now here?
Well, you know, the way that would have to work, of course, is that the Supreme Court would have to take a case where this one of these other circuits were to allow the ban to stay in place, find it to be constitutional, and then the Supreme Court would have to agree with that, and then we would have, it would have to agree with that and then disagree now with the Fourth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit and every other circuit, First Circuit, everybody who's already made the decision, and then therefore like change the law. You know, for a majority of citizens, it is inconceivable to me. I don't think any greater injustice is, you know, since probably Dred Scott, you know, I mean, that could possibly occur. Plessy v. Ferguson, you know, was probably the last time where such a civil rights violation would issue directly from the Supreme Court. And but because it would undo, you know, the exercise of people's fundamental rights in such a way that I think it would just create absolute chaos. So I don't actually see that playing out where if another circuit were to issue an opinion that was different, the Supreme Court would actually then endorse that view. But then again, you know, we do have 9 justices, five of whom were on the winning side of the Windsor case.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 4 justices to decide to take cert, not 5, right? And so, you know, I guess the justices who were on the side of, let's say, on the Windsor side, particularly the more liberal ones, not counting Kennedy, they may have not voted for cert because they were afraid of undoing something,
mm-hmm.
or having something undone. The conservatives on the right of Anthony Kennedy probably may not have wanted to grant cert for fear that, you know, that they were going to make a national ruling and then merit was going to issue across the country in one huge wave. And so, you know, they both may have been playing this close to the chest, playing the odds. In this situation, I think that those who are in favor of marriage equality are ultimately the winners, because with every day that folks get to exercise their full citizenship it makes them stronger in fighting against anyone who would take that right away. It would be absolute chaos. I think that, I think once these rulings come down from the district court in North Carolina, that's going to be the law of North Carolina, and it is unlikely to change ever.
So a very, very big decision / non-decision from the Supreme Court today.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if they wanted to make the biggest impact they could possibly make immediately right now, this was what they had to do, and they did it.
Absolutely. Otherwise, we were going to have to wait for arguments and sit around till the end of June like we do for so many years. But no, here we are. And liberty rules. So does love. There we go.